So, Dominique, it's great to speak with you. Thank you so much for calling in to WICN.
It's such a pleasure, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. I am a longtime fan of yours, and so it's a big thrill for me to be speaking with you. I got a little bit of a fangirl buzz thing going on here, so sorry.
I love that. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, you know, WICN, of course, we're one of the few primarily jazz stations left around, and some of my favorite among your music is the stuff that you've done with Rand Blake. I know that you guys recorded in 2011. You did Whirlpool, and then later you came back together in 2017 and made Town and Country. Can you just talk for a little minute about what that was like?
Yeah, you know, Rand and I have been associated ever since I pretty much first came to Boston in the late 70s, and I heard him play. I was studying at Berkeley, taking a leave of absence from Vassar College, heard Rand play Jonathan Swift in Harvard Square solo, and it just was, you know, a pole star moment. It's like, okay, that's it, you know, because I loved Billie Holiday, I loved Thelonious Monk, I loved Duke Ellington, I love Messiaen, you know, all these kinds of things were converging in his music, and I loved improvisation, and you know, his style was just this, you know, to coin a phrase, liquid composition, sort of inevitable yet surprising way of playing. So I started with him. I transferred to New England Conservatory, where I've been a faculty now for almost 4 decades, but I worked with Rand there. We performed together, actually, my first semester, a duet in Jordan Hall, and we kept working together. I was in his quartet with Ricky Ford, a bunch of other situations, lots of solo stuff, but we just never recorded because other things were going on. And so when we made Whirlpool, it was like, whatever it takes, we've just got to, you know, we've got to do this. And so that was a wonderful experience. And then, you know, we borrowed from the repertoire we've been using over the years, including music from film noir and maybe off the beaten track standards by way of Stan Kenton or other people. But for the second project, you know, it was during the election cycle and the mood was different. And I just woke up one morning and I said, we need to make a folk album, but not a world music, folk music, but something about the United States of America. And so that's how all that repertoire came together, from Haley Jackson's Elijah Rock to Bob Dylan's All Right Ma, I'm Only Bleeding to Gene Ritchie. So it just really organically, I mean, as soon as I woke up and had that thought, I emailed Rand and he was like, great, you know. So we just started collecting the material, and it just felt very, very, very much of its time and important for that time. So it was just really great to learn all that new repertoire with him.
That's so wonderful. You know, especially in light of everything that's happened subsequently to that, but to really emphasize America and folk music, here at 90.5 WICN, we call ourselves Jazz Plus, because I also feel that the concept of jazz, you know, people have a certain idea of what they think it is, but our wonderful Nick Noble, who hosts the Folk Revival on WICN, he says all music is folk music. I've never heard a horse sing a song. I think maybe that's a Louis Armstrong quote, but I love that. And that's such a great idea when those worlds collide and come together like that. It creates something unique. But I love what you said about Rand's playing. And that's one of the things that I really love about your singing, is that you also have this ability to be experimental, you know, innovative, but yet at the same time to keep it completely accessible and in the pocket. I can hear what you're doing. And I love that, because it provides this framework, you know, a familiar framework for you to, as the listener, to stand on. But then you can take a chance and go out there with the performer and listen to the new ways that they're approaching something very familiar. So it's always in the framing, I think. Everything's in the frame.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And I really, really appreciate that, because I feel like I'm always in dialogue with, of course, the moment, the other people I'm making music with or channeling music with, but also with what has happened. The connections we make to recordings and performances and all of, these milestones along the way in the music that have really shaped its expression. And so I want to tap into that. And I mean, people are like, oh, you really make a song your own and so forth, but I don't feel that's what I'm up to. I mean, I appreciate that, because I don't not want to be original, of course, but I just, and it goes to what's interesting to me in listening to people. I want to hear where their ear is, I want to hear what they're tapped into in their imagination.
And where they're coming from. I agree completely with you. Hey, if you just are tuning in now, I'm speaking with Dominique Eade, the very wonderful Dominique Eade. And Dominique is playing a gig, a rare gig. All gigs are rare right now, but the 17th, Sunday the 17th. And it's a matinee performance from 3:30 to 5 at the Mad Monkfish in Cambridge. You're doing this gig with pianist Miro Sprague, and so it'll just be the two of you in that wonderful space. You have performed at the Mad Monkfish before, I know. How do you love that room?
Yeah, but I've only done one other of these afternoon concerts, because Mad Monkfish, it's great food, it's a great environment, it's a great audience who really listens and receives, but it also is people having dinner and. So when I did the album release for Town and Country with Rand Blake, we chose to do it at Mad Monkfish, but do one of these afternoon concerts, and people can still come. It's a $15 cover charge, but you can come and order food, and there's no minimum. This will be the second time that I've done this with Miro. And Miro Sprague and I, we met at Interplay Jazz and Arts in New Hampshire years ago, and we have loved working together when we get the opportunity ever since. And actually, coming out of the most restrictive COVID period just in last March and April, I went out to the West Coast where Miro is living, and we did a concert in LA and also some house concerts up in the Seattle area. So it's just a treat. He's originally from Western Mass. He's going to be out here, and it's just a treat to be able to bring him into Cambridge for a duo. I love playing duo with him. He's a very, very, very special musician.
Wonderful. Well, it's great to have you doing this. I love the idea of these Sunday afternoon soirees at the Mad Monkfish. It'll be a lot of fun. And once again, if you are just joining us, I'm speaking with Dominique Eade, the very wonderful singer whom the New York Times has called an exceptional singer, may I say. Mm-hmm. And certainly that is true. It's great to speak with you. One of the things that we love to do here at WICN is really mix it up and bring a lot of different influences together, put things together in different ways that people might not have thought of doing for themselves. We bring them we frame it for them. In other words, we curate it for them.
Wonderful. I love radio. I was just had some friends over. We were just talking about how influential radio shows were for us and still are. And so, yes, thank you for that, Michelle.
Well, I'm very grateful to be able to do this. I'm a musician myself, but being able to be on the radio and play recorded music for people and have my perspective come from a different place. It's how I'm putting the music together, not how am I going to perform this music. It's a great challenge for me, and it's something I really enjoy. I think that the the passion and intensity that you bring to your music, but also the just rock solid joy that you can hear in every note, that's something that touches people very, very deeply. And I think it's something that we need as much of as we can get a hold of, especially nowadays. And so I want to really encourage anyone who loves great music, great singing, and great innovative collaboration to go to the Mad Monkfish on Sunday the 17th and check out Dominique Eade and Miro Sprague. They'll be playing together and creating music that, I mean, is it fair to say that it's a unique experience? You know, you may or may not ever hear this exact same thing again.
That's probably very true. And with Miro and I, it's especially true, I think.
And I think that that's something that we need more of nowadays. Everything's so homogenized, and it's sort of the, not the illusion, but like a veneer of experimental, ooh, look at me, I'm daring. But really, it's not. And people need that. They need to be touched deeply and sort of poked at a little bit so that their own creativity and fearlessness can awaken. And that, I have to say, is something that you definitely always do. You really touch deeply and you challenge us to do that ourselves. I appreciate you so much, Dominique, and thank you so much for taking the time today.
Oh, Michelle, it's such a pleasure, and thank you for that. That's a, you know, that's very inspiring to hear that. I really, really appreciate it, and I hope to see some of your great listeners at Monkfish. Come and say hello, and please enjoy this lovely summer.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you one more thing.
Sure.
Before we go, you mentioned radio and how important radio was to you. Obviously, radio is important to us. I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but we are a public radio station, of course. We're an independent, small radio station, so we rely on the support of our listeners. And I was wondering, what would you say to people? Why is radio important? Why should they support it? What's the big deal? What do you think about that?
I think, you know, kind of what you were saying before, Michelle, that you have yourself, you're curating and thinking of your listener. It's this, you know, you don't want to just sit down to a meal of anything all the time. The thought behind it, the care, the intention, that's what I think builds community. And music is very ephemeral. We can make it a commodity, but the fact of it is very ephemeral. So the community that we create of listeners is vital. And so when you listen, you're a part of that community. You're not just taking from the performers and they're doing what they do. You are a part of the community. And, you know, to extend that to going out and hearing music, I mean, one of the greatest verbal reviews I've ever gotten was from the great critic Bob Blumenthal, who said, when you come to a concert or a gig and I see you in the audience, I know it's going to be good. And I prefer, you know, like that makes me feel valued as a listener. So I hope that the listeners understand that they're a part of this. They can't, we can't do it without you. You know, it'd be like books that don't get read.
There you go.
Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful gig.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I really appreciate your support and also your careful listening. I really, you know, we don't always know.
It's true.
How it's getting out there. So I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's getting out there, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All and right. I look forward to hearing you one of these days.
Yeah, I'll go get a gig then, shall I?
Please do.
Oh, boy. Aww. Okay, thanks a lot. Right. You're the best.
My pleasure. Bye.
Bye.